So I figured we'd do something which is a little bit different than what most people do in Tishrei time, which is talk a little bit about the Avodas Yom Kippurim, right, the service in the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Kippur. Now, I mean, one of the interesting things about the Avodah on Yom Kippur is that it's done exclusively by the Kohen Gadol. And normally during the year, the Kohen Gadol has the right, if he wants to take over any Avodah, but he's not required to. And on Yom Kippur, we transform the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, the service in the Beis HaMikdash, and the Kohen Gadol has to do all of it. And this is seen, for example, in the first source here. I should have numbered them. Whatever. Detanya Dvarim Shebein Kohen Gadol Kohen Hedyot Eluheim Parabal Kol Mitzvos Upar Yom HaKippurim. What differences are there between a regular Kohen and a Kohen Gadol? So one of them is that if a Kohen Gadol makes a mistake in Psak and the majority of the Jewish people follow him, so he has to bring a special carbon that's called Parabal Kol Mitzvos, and his carbon that he brings in Yom Kippur, and then he brings another list, Vasir Seifa, Lo Preya, Lo Parim, Lo Parim Milamata, Vedyon Milamala, etc., etc. And then you go down to the last line, V'chol Avodas Yom HaKippurim En Ekshere El Abo, and all of the service on Yom Kippur is only valid through him, U'patar Al Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav. Okay. Now, you know, it is some, you know, people don't really learn this, but it is important to somewhat understand, you know, right, the centerpiece, really, of Yom Kippur, the longest part of the davening is?
Avodah.
Is the Avodah, right, which is talking about this Avodah, right? It goes through that long, long, long piyut, right, that we have in the middle of whether you're Ashkenazi or Sephardi, so you have different piyutim, but it lists the whole thing. So clearly, right, you know, that is very central to Yom Kippur. I mean, you think about it, right, on a biblical level, right, we think of Yom Kippur as really a day of tefillah, but on a biblical level, what are the only two things that exist in Yom Kippur? There's the obligation to fast, right? All those, you know, that is biblical, right? That's central to Yom Kippur, more than tefillah, right, to the point where, you know, there was an article in, I think, OU on the OU's website, Mythbusters, a few years ago, right, that people think that the main part of Yom Kippur is the davening. It's not. It's the fasting. The ramifications of that are like, you know, this happens all the time when a woman is, you know, nursing or pregnant. Often, if she were to go to shul and exert herself, she would end up having to break the fast. If she knows that she's going to be weak and she stays in bed all day, that would be fine. And she'll be fine. She won't have to break the fast. So halachically, since the main part of the day is the fasting and not the davening, right, she should stay at home rather than go to shul, which is counterintuitive the way we experience Yom Kippur. But halachically, that's true. And the second thing that we have, da'oraisa, is avoda. And then even in our tefillah, we integrate it, though it's the part of tefillah people don't really understand. But it is central, should be central to our experience. So it's important to understand the Avodah. And like I said, one of the central features of it is this, is that all of the Avodah, all those details are done by the Kohen Gadol. But the question that arises in the Rishonim is, what does that mean? Right? What does it mean that all the Avodot are done by the Kohen Gadol? Right? There are different ways we can understand that. Right, when we say that all the avodah, right, the line in the Gemara here, that chol avodat Yom Kippurim enek shir elabo, we have to ask. I mean, on Yom Kippur. So, what avodot happened in the Beis HaMikdash? Right, bichlal. They don't have to get into all the details. There's, well, meaning like there's the special avodot of Yom Kippur, and there's
just the regular ones.
And the regular ones. Right. So the question we have to ask, right, is when we say that everything on Yom Kippur is done by the Kohen Gadol, what does that mean? Does it mean that all the unique avodot of Yom Kippur are done by the Kohen Gadol? Or does it mean that in some sense Yom Kippur transforms even the everyday avodot and they become integrated into the avodot Yom Kippur? Or alternatively, right, is it not necessary for the, let's say, the tumid to be defined as part of the Yom Kippur service. It's just that on Yom Kippur, the day is so special, the only person allowed in the Beis HaMikdash is the Kohen Gadol. So we need to ask, this rule, right, what does it mean that all the avodot of Yom Kippur are done by the Kohen Gadol? Does it mean those that are unique, or does it mean all avodah? And then that would tell us that Yom Kippur transforms either the relationship of the Kohen Gadol to the Beis HaMikdash, or all the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, so that's what we're going to examine here, and we're going to see the different positions in Rishonim. So the next source is the first Mishnah in Yoma. Shivas Yom Kodem Yom Kippurim Afreishin Kohen Gadol Bein Beisel Lishkas Parhedrin Umatkinen Lo Kohen Acher Tachlev Shema Yaralo Psul. So 7 days before Yom Kippur, we get the Kohen Gadol. We separate the Kohen Gadol. We prepare a backup Kohen Gadol in case something happens. And Rashi here says, Shivas Yamim Kodem Yom Kippur Mafreshin Kohen Gadol. Why do we separate a Kohen Gadol and a backup Kohen Gadol? Shekol Avodas Yom Kippur Menek Sher Labo. Because all the avodah must be done by him. Kidyalf Behurios. Perek Basar Dechsiv Gabi Yom Kippurim Vechiper HaKohen Asher Yimshach Oso. Where Mefarish Lama Mafreshin. Right, so all the avodot are only kosher with him. Rashi, similarly in Daf Chav Tes, where this comes up also in Chulin, says, Mishum Dam, Ani, Shamati, Biyoma, Mishum, Berov, Amhadras, Melach, Ve'ein, Li, Bikacht, Imken, Kolavo, Dosnami, Varei, Akasiv, Hikpid, Bekoin, Godol, Vigirish, Esrov, Ha'am. So Rashi, again here, says that basically the way he understands the line is the way it sounds, that all the Avodot are done by the Kohen Gadol. And that's all there is to it, right? He has this strong language at the end, v'gireish es rov ha'am, that everyone else is, you know, ejected from the Beis HaMikdash. Kohen Gadol is the only one allowed into the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Kippur. So that's one extreme of the positions, right? To say that everything in Yom Kippur is transformed and the Kohen Gadol has to do it all. The problem with this position is that in the second parak of Yoma, it has the list of all the lots that are done on, well, not clear what day. But in the Beis HaMikdash, there are lots done, which, you know, they would, you know, all the Kohanim would get together, and they would have a lottery, and they'd say, okay, you get to do this avodah, you get to do that avodah, you do this part, you do that part. Now, the problem is that the Masechta in which the description of these lots is Yoma, and the second Perek. And that's the next source. Ma'aseh she'yushneim shavin ratzin ve'olin. Right, there was once a time, right, now that Gemara is telling how we got to these lots. So there was once a time, it used to be we didn't use lots, we used races, right? And there were two Kohanim racing up the Mizbeach to be able to bring the Karban Tamid. One pushed his friend, so he fell off, he broke his leg. Once they saw it was dangerous, so this was Shumas Adeshan. So they would only let you do it through a lot. And Arba Payasos, so the first lot is the Shumas Adeshan, right? Is the clearing off of the ashes on the Mizbeach. Payas Hasheni, the second one is Mishochet, Mizorek, Mimidashin, Mizbeach Apanimi, who would shecht, right, the Tamid, who would sprinkle the blood, who would clean off the inner Mizbeach, Mimidashin, and a menorah, and who would clean the menorah, Mimalei, Varem, Lakevesh, and who would bring the limbs of the Tamid up to the Mizbeach, Harosh, Vaharegel, Shtei Adayim, Haukitz, Vaharegel, Chazav, Agiro, Shtei Adfanos, Vakirbaim, Vasoles, Vachavitin, Vayayin, and so all these parts of the Tamid, these 13 parts, Shlosh Asar Kohanim Zachubah. There were 13 Kohanim that would take it. Amar Bezana Azar Lefnei Rabbi Kiva Mishum Mishua Derech Hilucho Hayakarev. Then Apayis Ashlishi Chadashim L'Ktoros Bo. The third one was anyone who had never gotten the opportunity to bring the Ktoros, the incense, would get a chance. Right, a Kohen would only get one chance in his life because it was supposed to have a bracha with it that would make you wealthy. So it was very coveted. And the fourth one is who would bring the limbs up to the Mizbeach. So the problem the Rishonim had was, if you think like Rashi, that all the Avodot on Yom Kippur are done by the Kohen Gadol, then why do you need a pious? Why do you need a lottery? So the two basic answers are either to say that Rashi is incorrect, that in fact not all the avodot are done by the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, and we would see what the limitation were, what limitations are. Alternatively, even though this Mishnah appears in Yoma, it's not talking about Yom Kippur.
What is it talking about?
Every other day, right? Yoma also has halachot that relate to general karbanot, right? The whole Masechta isn't only about avodos Yom Kippurim.
So this also brought down in Tamid?
What?
Isn't this also?
Yes, it's also brought down in Tamid, right? Now Tamid, it makes sense because Tamid is the. It clearly happened every day. Also, the question, right? Tamid is just deals with the general, right? Avoda in the Beis Hamikdash. Yoma, most of the Masechta deals specifically with avodos Yom Kippurim, but. If you think that that on Yom Kippur only the Kohen Gadol did the Avoda, then this is just a transplant from Tamid, and it doesn't actually apply on Yom Kippur. So those are the two positions. So if you continue, see, the Baal Mor, the Marakatan, says, Ve'yodeaki, Baal Yakrova Shechnisu Bipiutain, Beseder Avodas Hayom, Arba Payasot. So in our Piut, right, in Avoda, right, we have the Payasot, we have the lots. Tau kulan b'mishnah seinu v'lo hevinu. They were wrong. It's a mistake. Ki ha-payasot ha-chashuvim b'mishnah seinu l'shari mos ha-shanayim. Because the payasot, which are mentioned in our Mishnah, are about the rest of the year. V'lo b'yom ha-kippurim, b'nari yom kippur l'fi shekol avodat ha-yom ein ha-kshir el b'kohen gadol. Because like Rashi, he thinks the only person who did any avodah is the Kohen Gadol, and therefore these mishnayot are transplants from Tamed. But in fact, there were no lots on Yom Kippur, right? So that's possibility one, is to say that the Gemara means literally that everything, not just the unique avodot of Yom Kippur, not just the unique service of Yom Kippur is done by the Kohen Gadol, but rather everything done on Yom Kippur is done by the Kohen Gadol. So that is position number one. Now, if you move to the Rambam, we'll get another position. The Rambam says, no. Avodat kol chamesh esrei behemot, elu akrefin beyom zeh, eino elu b'kohen gadol b'v'adre. The 15 karbonot that are brought on this day are done by the Kohen Gadol. Echad kohen amashol v'shem amishcha, o amurubu b'gadim. However, he became Kohen Gadol. There are different ways, right? Sometimes they were anointed, and once we lost the anointing oil, so they became Kohen Gadol simply by putting on the unique clothing of the Kohen Gadol. V'im haitza Shabbos. And if it's Shabbos, af Musaf Shabbos, in Makrev Oso El Kohen Gadol. And if it was Musaf, if it was Shabbos, then he even brings the Musaf. V'chein shar avodot shel yom zeh, kigon daras akdor shel kol yom v'atavas anir zeh kol osu v'kohen gadol, nosui shenemar v'chiper bado v'ad beiso, beiso zu ishto. And all the other avodot, like the k'doris, and the cleaning of the candles, everything is done by the Kohen Gadol, a married Kohen Gadol. As it says, and he'll repent for his family, he'll atone for his family, and his family implies that he must be at least married. So the Rambam here sounds like Rashi, right? That all avodot are done by the Kohen Gadol. But if you look at the next halacha, the Rambam says, no, Seder kol ha-masim shebi yom zeh kachlu, this is the order of things that happen in Yom Kippur, kichatzos ha-layla, right at midnight, mafisan l'trumas ha-deshen, you would have the lottery for the Trumot HaDeshen, right, for the clearing of the ashes of the on the Mizbeach, Misadrinus HaMaharacha, and the setting up of the Pyre, Umidashinus Mizbeach, and the cleaning of the Mizbeach, Hederach Shosim B'chol Yom, Allah Seder Shebe'arnu, Achi Yagiyu, L'Shechitas HaTamid. And so he thinks that the Mishnah, which lists the four lotteries, are done even on Yom Kippur. So if you take the two Rambams together, so the Rambam clearly holds that all the avodot of Yom Kippur, meaning the unique avodot of Yom Kippur, are done by the Kohen Gadol. Not only that, even the karbanot, right, the normal karbanot, right, he says, right, the musaf of Shabbos and things like that are done, right, so he has it sounds like he has an expansionist position, but then he has all these things which apparently the Rambam thought were not avodot at all, or were not avodat yom, like the clearing of the ashes, and therefore even though he thinks that the Kohen Gadol does all the avodah, he excludes these things from it. Now, again, he could exclude it for one of two reasons. He could think that the Kohen Gadol only has to do the unique avodot of Yom Kippur, but he doesn't seem to hold that because he adds Musaf of Shabbos. So rather, it seems like he thinks that there are certain things which are not counted as full avodot, such as clearing off the ashes. And we'll see why this might be in the Ramban. So the Ramban also takes this position that there are things which you don't, that the Kohen Gadol does not have to do. We won't read all of it, right? It's long, I gave it to you, but we'll just read the really the bolded part. So he says, right, again, he starts with the commenting on the Baal HaMor, right, and says the Baal HaMor thinks it's a mistake. There were no lotteries on Yom Kippur, but that can't be, right? It appears in Maseches Yoma. It must be, if you look 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines down, right, two, like four words from the end of the line, Ufirach Nerali, Ki Yesh Sham Payasot Le'olam. There are always lots, including on Yom Kippur, Vafil B'Yom Kippurim, V'Yom Shnuyot B'Mishnatenu, and they are in our mission of Echtov Inyan B'Kan, Sh'Avu B'Sheinu B'Derech, Sever Ein Tzavik, Sh'Payas Rishon Shehu. So now he says, so what are they? So these are all the bold parts. So the one is Trumat HaDeshen. Trumat HaDeshen, right, is lottery number one, the clearing off of the ashes. And we even on Yom Kippur, you have a lottery, meaning it's done by normal Kohanim and not the Kohen Gadol. Ho vu kasher kolim chatzot, eina avodat Yom HaKippurim, el avodat laila. Yeah.
Are they saying there's a lottery, but they do less things in the lottery than they would do on a normal day?
No. So he says all of these lotteries, right, the list of the four are Trumat HaDeshen, the Tamid, or the bringing up the Tamid. He thinks that all of those, even on Yom Kippur, are not the Kohen Gadol's, and he's going to explain why these are unique.
But it's the same four things.
The same four things, exactly, right? And that's, you'll see all the bolded parts, why he says that. So one is Trumat HaDeshen, is the clearing of the ashes off the Mizbeach. So he says, now why? Because the Trumat HaDeshen is, you're clearing the ashes off the Mizbeach from?
The night before.
From the night before, right? Every day you bring the Tamid in the morning, and then you bring the Tamid in the afternoon, and then what do? You burn the,
yeah,
right? You burn the fats and limbs overnight, and then in the morning the ashes are cleared off. So really, what is Trumat HaDeshen? It's the end of last night's avoda, and he proves that by saying that really normally we do it during the morning, but you could, right? It's kosher even before chatzot, right? Meaning it's not really this day's, you're finishing last night.
He's not saying you have to do it before chatzot. So you can.
Right?
It was the next day.
Exactly. El avodat laila. It's the night avodah. Ve'ein av kohen gadol klal. Shlo nan v'kohen gadol el avodat hanayom. Right? So he said, Trumat HaDeshen is different because the kohen gadol only does the avodat of the day. So now if you look back at the Rambam, right, the Rambam also said that the kohen gadol does everything during the day, but he doesn't do Trumat HaDeshen. Right? So it could be that the reason is like this. That the Rambam thinks that the kohen gadol does all the avodot, but he only does the avodah of the day. Trumat HaDeshen is not an avodah of the day; it's an avodah of the night. Now the Tamid, on the other hand, right, which is you would think is not part of the avodat Yom HaKippurim, right? That if you look at the next bolded part, he says no. The Kohen Gadol does bring the Tamid. B'nei Shechidat Tamid Afal Pi Shelo Matzino Shechidat Shepsula Afil Bizar Mikom Akom Ainen Nasid Al Kohen Gadol Shuhu Misay Der Hayom. Right, because right, he's consistent with his position that even though it's not a unique Yom Kippur halacha, it's still part of the day service as opposed to Trumat HaDeshen, which is not, and therefore the Kohen Gadol will bring the Tamid, but he doesn't need to do Trumat HaDeshen. Right, and we'll just keep skipping to the bolds here. Aval dishon mizbeach panimi ein avodat yom el avodat laila dumya daharam and adeshon b'chitza. Now the right another one of the payasot, right, part of number two, right, of the second lottery was the cleaning out of the inner mizbeach, and he says that's similar to the first one, right? Cleaning out the outer or the inner mizbeach was both the end of the avoda of the night and not of the day, and therefore both of those are excluded from what the Kohen Gadol has to do. And then he adds that maybe even it's more than that, maybe it's not just that it's related to the night, right? If you look at the next bold, Voshikur Dishun Nira Shumi Divrehem, maybe it's only rabbinic to begin with. Shein lo ikra min ha-Torah. Umikol makom ein safek shuhu b'choin hedyot v'tzarech l'pipes. Okay, so that's number two.
Hold on, he said Shechita is done by a hedyot or by the Kohen Gadol?
By Kohen Gadol. A Shechita of the Tamid is done by the Kohen Gadol.
Because it's part of Seder Yom.
Oh, exactly. Right? It's not necessarily unique to Yom Kippur, but it's day and not night. So that's number three. And then right after the ellipsis here, Vapais HaShlishi, Shechadashim L'Kedores, Avo L'Kedores HaKedores.
Actually,
Asmo shari shaninu nichnas laachdir gamkin gozu baler akrobas shakoin gadol machdir meitevel elo l'sayu shuzochu b'machta k'nan v'sidra atamid, etc., etc. So he said ktoris is a problem, right? Number three was part of the ktoris, but we know that the ktoris is brought by the kohen gadol, right? That is the climax of Yom Kippur when he goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim with the ktoris. So it doesn't mean actually bringing it into the kohen to the Beis HaMikdash into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, but it means helping the kohen gadol in the preparation with the pan. V'paisa Ravi, that's after the next ellipsis. Mi malei var min hakevesh, who brings up the limbs to the mizbeach? So he says the reason is because it's einar miseder hayom. Because it's not considered part of the avodah of the yom, right? Again, because why do you bring up the limbs, right? Because those are what's going to end up being burnt overnight. So in some way, that's Truman Adeshin was from last night, and setting up the things to burn once you've already shechted the tamid, in some level, are anticipating tomorrow night. Right, so right. This is the second to last line here. Ve'ena misidra yom mitzicha pais going first. Very varim bedarim davodas laile. You know, Rabban pais. All right, it's similar to the avodah to the even the line before that. Va'la zu avod lailehi osof shel yom shavar. Right, again, it's part of the night service. Okay, so position number two, that of the Rambam and the Ramban, is that the Kohen Gadol basically has to do everything which is Avodot Hayom, whether or not it's Avodot Yom HaKippurim. But anything which is Avodot Hayom, and the things which are excluded, like Shumat HaDeshen, or the Halat Eivarim, are because they're related to the night, the previous one, the coming one, whatever, but they're not part of the day service. The Ritva quotes from the Ramban, a slightly different formulation. Hashem Rabbeinu Hagadol Zal, Rabbo Zal, Amar Li Shehu Sover, Shehu Sover, Dmidaraita, Ein Chova, Bekoin Gadol, Ela Bavoda Hayom Mamish, Aval Tmidin, Vavoda Shokol Yom Bayom, Shehra Fil Bekoin Hedyot. So he, well, the Ramban that we just saw claims that the Kohen Gadol has to do all Avodot, whether they are the unique ones of Yom Kippur or the general Avodot. Anything which is related to the day, the Kohen Gadol has to do, and everything which is related to night, he doesn't. The Ritva had a different tradition from the Ramban. He probably held it at a different position at a different time in his life, which is that no, the Kohen Gadol only has to do the unique Avodat Yom HaKippurim service, but even the Tamid, right, the normal Avodot, on a biblical level, only need to be done by the on a biblical level, don't need to be done by the Kohen Gadol. Ela the mitzvah Kohen Gadol today, just better for the Kohen Gadol to do it. Rabbanan shavu chova be Kohen Gadol af b'tmidin. And rabbinically, we say that the Kohen Gadol has to bring the tamid v'lo tiro l'dvam she'enam ikra avoda. But even rabbinically, we only force the Kohen Gadol to do things which are part of the service of the Beis HaMikdash, but not things which are ancillary, like Shumat HaDeshen and the like. So position number three is even more to the other extreme, which is to say that no, really the Kohen Gadol only, on a biblical level, only needs to do the unique Yom Kippur Avodot. On a rabbinic level, we added the things which are general avodah, which are general service in the Beis HaMikdash, and the things which are ancillary, even rabbinically, we didn't obligate. If you look at Tosfos, imkein avi le'avodah v'acher, havi matzi, nami le'mifrach, imkein avi le'shchita b'shnayim, kevan im lo mirik pasol, v'inshem shochtem b'zevach echad, etc. We'll just skip to the end. Right? He asked the question: how could there ever be anything on Yom Kippur which is not by the Kohen Gadol? And again, he says the last three lines similar to Ritva. V'yishlomer yikol makom pasol midrabanan. Right? Biblically, he said you're right. There are certain things which are not part of Yom Kippurim for the Kohen Gadol, but rabbinically, we make the Kohen Gadol do everything. Okay. So we have three main positions in Rishonim: that position of Rashi and the Baal HaMor, which is that everything done in the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Kippur must be done by the Kohen Gadol. And the position of the Rambam and the Ramban, in the Milchamos, which is that everything which is avoda of the day must be done by the Kohen Gadol, whether or not it's unique to Yom Kippur. And the third position, which is that of the Ritva quoting Ramban and Tosfos, is that no, biblically, only the unique Yom Kippur avodot have to be done by the Kohen Gadol. The rabbinically is where we add the other, the ancillary, the avodot, the normal avodot, to the obligation of the Kohen Gadol. I won't, I'll leave the next, basically two sections, which are just spelling out what I just did. Basically, this question of whether the Kohen Gadol has to do everything, appears in several different avodot. One of them is the par, is the special carbon of the Kohen Gadol. The Gemara actually itself raises the question of whether he has to shecht it or not. The next question is who does the lotteries for the Seir HaMishtaleach and the Seir HaZazel, right? You have the special lottery that it says Lashem or not. And the third is the Trumas HaDeshen, as we already saw above. So each of these has a question in the Gemara or Rishonim whether they're done by the Kohen Gadol or not. In each case, the question is going to be to what extent. You have to ask two questions, right? One is, how much of the avoda do you think the Kohen Gadol has to do? And two is, are each of these things defined as an avoda, right? By the Hagrella, for example, the reason that we assume that the Kohen Gadol doesn't have to do it, right? The Sgan, the assistant, stands next to him and can actually do it. And some of the Rishonim note is because it may not be an avoda, right? Simply, the lottery for the Seir HaMishtaleach might not be an avoda itself. The first one, the Par Kohen Gadol, who shechs the special carbon of the Kohen Gadol, the reason that that there are positions in the Gemara that the Kohen Gadol doesn't have to shecht it is because, in general, Shechita has a half status, right? Somewhere between a non-avoda and avoda, because, in general, it doesn't need to be done by a Kohen at all. Even the Beis HaMikdash, you could go in and shecht your own carbon, and then the Kohen would take over from there. So if it's not a full avoda, so it may not need to be done by the Kohen Gadol. And the third, which you already saw, which is Trumas HaDeshen, right, is the clearing of the Deshen. So now, just in the few minutes that we have left, right, just sort of hashkafically, what is this, just to understand what this means to Yom Kippur, so that we have something to think about when we daven and do the Avoda, besides for simply more understanding what's going on in the Avoda, which is itself valuable. So two thoughts. The first is from the Gra. So if you read the Psukim, this is the last two sources on the page. If you read the Psukim of the Avoda of Yom Kippur, at what point in the Psukim do you find out that the Psukim are about Yom Kippur? I didn't put all the Psukim. Have you ever, you have to look in a Chumash and see. Right? The Chumash brings this long, 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 long service of what Aaron has to do. Right? It says, when Aaron comes before God, so he has to do this, right? He has to bring these karbanos, and he has to bring the ketores, and etc., etc. But when does it mention Yom Kippur? All the way at the end, right? So the Gra argues, Nishma mizeh shedafka shar kohanim gedolim asurim likanos lekodesh hakadoshim ela biyom kippur. That really, it's only future kohanim gedolim that only did this on Yom Kippur. Aval aharon hayamutr likanos b'chol shah v'shah. That in fact, the Chumash is telling you it means what it says. For Aaron, this wasn't a Yom Kippur service. Aaron was allowed to enter whenever he wanted. It's just that he had to use this this procedure. But everybody else, other Kohanim, could only do it on Yom Kippur. And the Rav, Rav Soloveitchik, famously extrapolated from this, that what we learn from this is that the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur isn't a normal Kohen Gadol. What is he?
Aaron.
Yeah, he's the Kohen Gadol, which becomes, right, Melani Mekomo Shel Aaron. And at some level, you see this in the Pasuk, the last word, V'chiper Kohen Asherim Shacho So, V'asher Yimalei Es Yodo L'chahein Tachas Aviv. Rather, the Kohen who does this is that Kohen who takes the place of his father. Right? So one idea that seems to come out of this uniqueness is that really the whole Avodah Yom Kippurim isn't about Yom Kippur. It's a procedure by which we become close to God. Right? It's the procedure which allowed the Kohen Gadol to come into the Beis HaMikdash. Aaron was at such a level that he could do it all the time. We aren't. But once a year, the Kohen Gadol, as our representative, gets to sort of set the clock back and go back to Aaron. So that procedure, which is really not about Yom Kippur, it's really about becoming close to God, it's about being allowed into the Beis HaMikdash, Aaron can do it all the time, and Yom Kippur is the one day that we have the right to, so to speak, become Aaron, right? The Kohen Gadol, on our behalf, becomes Aaron. So the first thing that we learn from it is this idea, right? Is that, right, Yom Kippur is about becoming close to God at a level that we aren't really able to the rest of the year, right? We're not our own. And then uniquely, on Yom Kippur, right, everything needs to be done by the Kohen Gadol because the Kohen Gadol gets to turn the clock back and become Aaron HaKohen as opposed, and not, you know, whatever Kohen he happens to be. So that's one idea to think about on when we're talking about this uniqueness, right? And, you know, singing Emet Man Nehedar, right? That the reason that everyone was rejoicing is that he is our representative and he is getting this close to become close to God in a way that we normally can't. The second is that and this is really just unique to Rashi. But if you think like Rashi, that all the avodot, or even like the Ramban, that even the avodot of the Yom, right, like the Talmud, have to be done on Yom Kippur by the Kohen Gadol, so that tells you something second about Yom Kippur, which is that, right, if you think that the Kohen Gadol only has to do the unique avodot, so that means that on Yom Kippur, really what's happening is it's a regular day plus Yom Kippur. But if you think like some version of Rashi or the Rambam and Ramban, that tells you the Yom Kippur doesn't just allow us to do something unique, but it transforms all of our normal tefillah, all of our normal actions, into Yom Kippur-esque activities, such that the Kohen Gadol has to do them also. And I think that's the second idea, is that Yom Kippur isn't just a day where we add right tefillot, but where everything in Yom Kippur transforms. Right? The whole day is about becoming close to God, and therefore even those things we do every day, like Shacharis Mincha Maariv, are no longer normal Shacharis Mincha Maariv, they're Shacharis Mincha Maariv of Yom Kippur, and the whole day becomes a day of becoming close to God. So that was true in the Avodot, and our Tfilot are, you know, parallel to that. So those are two sort of Hashkafic ideas that come up from this important sort of Lumdish topic in Maseches Yomah.